For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. It's flu season again, and health agencies statewide are encouraging South Carolinians to get their flu shots. One of those agencies is the State Department of Health and Environmental Control, whose Dr. Teresa Fu said the flu season generally lasts from October to May. She said that contrary to popular belief, a flu shot does not give people a mild case of flu.
The flu shot does not cause the flu. The most common reaction to getting flu shot is a sore arm. So your arm hurts, you may have a little redness, swelling at the site where you got the shot. That's the most common. That usually goes away in a day or two.
There might be a different reaction in some people, said Fu, which may be where the false rumors got started.
Some people might have some mild symptoms where they feel kind of achy, feverish, or feel a little tired, which may seem like the flu, but that is not the flu. That's just your body reacting to building up immunity from getting the shot. So it means that the vaccine's working.
According to University of South Carolina nursing professor Megan Kane, there are other possibilities if a few people have a flu-like reaction after getting a flu shot.
You could have potentially been exposed to the flu virus before you actually mounted your immune response. You could have been exposed to a different virus, such as the rhinovirus. It kind of leads the common cold and may essentially make you feel as if you've had the flu. And then there's the natural symptoms that come along with mounting an immune response that can make you feel as if you were sick.
Fu said not only is there nothing to fear from flu shots, but they're easy to get because a lot of places offer them.
So, you know, a lot of employers have the vaccine. The pharmacies can give flu vaccine to anyone 12 and older without a prescription, as well as healthcare provider offices, clinics, you name it. You can pretty much find the flu vaccine anywhere in South Carolina.
Some exotic-sounding strains like the swine or bird flu have gotten attention recently. But Fu said there are usually two main types of flu, A and B. She said different strains affect different populations of people.
Some strains affect the elderly more, some affect children more. So again, why it's so important to just get the flu vaccine. It's the best protection we have at this point to prevent flu illness. And even if you do get the flu and you have the vaccine, usually the illness is actually less.
Kane believes more people are getting the shots in recent years. She practices at two long-term care facilities and estimates that 99% of the residents are being vaccinated. Her outside experience also is witness to more people getting flu shots.
When I went to go get my own flu shot, I went to a local pharmacy, and there was a line of about 10 or 15 deep, which made me smile. While I had to wait in line for quite a while, it was nice to know that the community is taking those steps to protect them against the virus.
The nurse listed some common sense tips for people to avoid the flu until they can get a flu shot.
Staying at home if you're sick, avoiding close personal contact with anybody else who is having symptoms. The flu virus is spread by droplets. So coughing, talking with somebody in close proximity, just being aware of what your symptoms are, the symptoms of those people around you, and making sure that you're keeping up with your hand hygiene.
Both health promoters stressed that it's never too late to get a flu shot, even in May, though they wouldn't wait that long, as the height of the season in South Carolina is generally January and February. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.